views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll explore the interconnections of all life. Each Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we will have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection with self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, later this month, more than 10,000 young leaders will converge in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to fight for our future and our environment. Together, they are building a strong youth-led environmental movement. It's called Power Shift 2013, and it's taking place later this month, October 18th through the 21st in Pittsburgh. And our guest today is going to tell us more about it because he is actually one of the speakers for the events. So take a few deep breaths and bring our awareness into this moment. Drop your awareness into your heart. Allow your breath and your awareness to connect mind and heart as we bring ourselves into this moment and welcome a most amazing guest today. We have with us a 13-year-old environmental activist. Chutetska Martinez is here to explore our connection with nature. This amazing and wise 13-year-old has an incredible resume with numerous awards, travel, media appearances, and even recent trips to the White House, United Nations summits, and World Congress. Chutetska will guide us deeper into our connection with nature and why it matters to stand up and protect our Earth. Let's welcome Chutetska to the Dr. Julie Show. Hello, Chutetska.
Hey, Dr. Julie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm very, very happy to be here today and speaking to all you amazing people out there.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a beautiful day here, and you are in Boulder, and you're supposed to be in school right now.
<That's>
a- Don't you love when you get to get out of school for meaningful things like this? I'm so glad you're with us today.
Me too. Yeah, this is definitely worth getting out of school for.
Great. Hey, before we talk about Earth Guardians and your dedicated service to protecting our planet, I'd like to begin with our shared vision. I think we both hold a collective vision that we're all part of one living, breathing organism, our Earth, our planet, our creation. And we're an important part of that. So you have a profound connection with nature, Chutetska. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about how you discovered this passion at such an early age and what this connection to nature means to you?
So my name is Chutetska Tomatio-Martinez. I'm 13 years old, and I'm an environmental indigenous activist from Boulder, Colorado, USA.
And how did you discover this passion, Chutetska? I think you started talking at, you were speaking when you were 6 years old about the planet and our environment. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Yeah, so, I don't know, I guess I've always been connected to nature. I've always had this connection to the earth, to the air, to the water, to the environment, and, you know, to the world around me, with everything that happens. And I think that, you know, as a young person, it's easier for us to access that than, you know, older people, because I think every day there's so many distractions in life. There's so many things we have to be worrying about, our jobs, our money, and all these distractions that our society has put upon us. And, you know, we don't really get to stop and enjoy life as it's passing. And so I know that, and especially in my generation today, you know, kids don't really stop to take a second to you know, give thanks for the life they've been given, or to realize how amazing it is that we have come another day on this planet.
Excuse me. That's beautiful.
And so, I think one of the ways that one of the reasons that I'm really connected to both myself and the world around me is because I was raised in the Aztec tradition by my father. And since I was very, very young, I have always been in the Aztec ceremonies, you know, learning the language, Nahuatl, singing the songs and doing our traditional dances, and you know, just learning about my culture, about my heritage, you know, about what happened to our people, and just how you know, a lot of indigenous cultures, you know, we have always been the caretakers of the land, you know, the protectors of the earth. And so when I started learning about that, and then also on my mom's side, I started learning about climate change, about environmental crisis, about the kind of effects it was going to have on the world around me. Then I also started learning about how it was going to affect indigenous cultures, how millions of people are being displaced because of climate disasters. And so, you know, I've always, with this connection that I've had to the earth and this crisis, this pending crisis that was, you know, happening every day, I think that, you know, it just spurred me into action, and I was ready to do anything to protect the environment, the water, the air that I had grown up, you know, connected with, and just seeing that the world around me, that the nature and the lakes and the forests and the rivers, mountains of Colorado, you know, that when I saw that was being destroyed, it really just inspired me to do something about this issue, because I realized that my generation, future generations, we are going to be the ones who are dealing with this mess. I mean, past generations, you know, you guys will be long gone, but just before the real huge issue comes. I mean, we're already seeing it today, but it's just going to keep growing and growing if we don't do something about it. And so I just believe that as the generation most affected, we should be the generation that has the greatest effect on the kind of world we are going to be left with.
Beautiful. Chutetska, that's just so amazing that I'm listening to a 13-year-old say this. I just thank you so much. And I know that inspiration that you have had, you've put into action. You have been busy stewarding the earth and raising awareness about our relationship with the environment and the earth. And you're making changes locally, nationally, and globally. Wow. Earth Guardians came out of this. You are a part of Earth Guardians, and you have a big mission there. Let's finish this segment talking a little bit about Earth Guardians. What is it, and what is your mission?
So Earth Guardians is a nonprofit organization that is led by youth who are wanting to do something about the severe state of their planet, usually starting locally in a basis where it begins with education, where you're learning about not only the effects of the world around you, but, you know, different ways to connect yourself to nature, back, you know, connect ourselves back to our roots and really be a part of the community. And so it really starts with education and wherever you are. And it started in 1992 in Maui, Hawaii, as a school that my mother started. And then, you know, after 10, 20 years, it traveled here to the mainland. And so now I'm actually leading the third generation of Earth Guardians, and we do all sorts of things, both locally, nationally, and internationally. And so we work on, one of the biggest things that we like to focus on is education, because we believe that without knowledge, we have no way of accessing power and, you know, making a difference in our everyday lives. And so one thing that we do is we have weekly meetings to, you know, kind of get the community involved with young people from 5 to, you know, 20. And we talk about different issues in the community. We go to the city council meetings and we speak there, representing, you know, our generation. You know, this is our community as well. We should have a say in what's going to happen. We've worked on different issues such as GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and coal seam gas or fracking, and the extraction of that and the effect that it's having on the people, the air, and the water, which is one of the biggest fights that we're facing locally here in Boulder.
You know what? Chutetska, you are doing some amazing things, and I know you are also working with youth in Africa, India, Australia, Brazil, and Europe. You're really doing some amazing things, and we're going to talk about that more right after our break. You are listening to the Dr. Julie Show with Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take this quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk more with Chutetska about his mission to save the Earth and all these extraordinary actions that they are taking with children right in your neighborhood. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. This hit show will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and changemakers from around the world to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today, Chutetska Martinez, he's here talking about Earth Guardians and how he's protecting the Earth and activating kids all over the world to join in. So before we continue, I want to make sure our guests know how to reach you, Chutetska. Can you give them your website information?
Yeah, totally. So if you want to learn more about what we're doing, about our organization, about our global chapters, if you are connected to Facebook, you can look us up on Facebook or on Twitter. Our Facebook is Earth Guardians, two different words. And on Twitter, it is Earth Guardians, one word with a Z at the end. Earth Guardians with an S was already taken. So. And then our page is earthguardians.org. Again, earthguardians.org, and that's our website that has videos, information, music, all sorts of stuff that you can use to learn and educate yourself about what we're doing and how to get involved. It has all of our contact information. And so, yeah, you can go to either of these three places to find out more about what we're doing. And, yeah.
Great. Thank you. there is so much going on, and I know you're traveling all over. You're heading to California. You're heading to Australia. But first up, later this month, is Pennsylvania. You're headed to Pittsburgh for the Power Shift Conference. Can you tell us a little bit more about Power Shift?
Well, certainly. So Power Shift is one of the biggest movements or gatherings, I should say, of young people in the United States. And tens of thousands of young people come from all over the United States, globally actually, to talk about different issues and specifically climate change and about college-age students, so probably be one of the youngest ones there. But my older sister went and she had an amazing experience there. And I just think that collective organization of young people, of youth from all over the place, all sorts of different backgrounds, all sorts of different, you know, ethnicities and cultures and different stories to tell, you know, I think that I mean I've had that experience of being among young people that are also working on some of the similar things that I am for at the Rio Plus 20 UN Summit in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. And just being there in a state where everybody there is educated, everybody there is active, everybody there wants to do something about this crisis, I think that brings a lot of inspiration, not only to me, not only, you know, do we spread it to each other, but I think that when, you know, people from other countries see that we can unite like this over one huge issue that's going to affect us all, then that really brings a lot of inspiration to people all over the world. And so I'm going to be giving, I'm going to be on several discussions. I'm going to be on a hip-hop panel talking about how music can help inspire young people and, you know, activate change in one's community. I'm probably going to be doing about a 10-minute keynote speech somewhere there. There's all sorts of different workshops and different meetings and things I'm going to be participating in, but also someone nominated one of my presentations to be given there at Power Shift, and I have thousands of other presentations. Mine was selected. And it's telling you about the destructive process of drilling for natural gas in the United States. And so I'm going to be giving that presentation there. And so there's definitely a lot of stuff that I'm going to be involved in, but I think Power Shift is going to be so much fun and such an amazing way for young people to come together, to connect, to share stories, to share ideas.
Your passion. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, you are so right. That collective intention of gathering and being together in this united way is really such a powerful experience. And I love how you mentioned it's not just for those that are present there with it, but really, you know, people around the world will see this and feel this and experience this as they start hearing about it. So it's such an amazing thing. You know, I'm going to ask you a funny question, Chitetska, because your resume is quite amazing. And you have had so many honors, the President's Volunteer Service Award. You've been a keynote speaker. You've been traveling. You've been named the top 24 under 24 youth change makers. You've been to Washington, D.C. You've been to the United Nations. I really would love to know what has been the most meaningful recognition that you've received.
That's a really good question. That's actually really hard because, I don't know, since I was 6 years old, I've always been, I don't know, in and out of different communities, you know, talking to people. But I think that, like, one of the hugest things that I have received personally from doing all this work since I was a tiny little kid is when I go and I speak or I give a presentation or you know, I go and I'm a part of a meeting or a panel or whatever it is. And when people come up to me afterwards and they say to me that you've changed my life, that is by far one of the most amazing experiences that I think anyone could ever have is when you know that what you're doing is right. And because when people come up to you afterwards and they say that, you know, you've made this amazing inspiration, you've inspired people. I mean, I'm not doing this so I can get worldwide recognition and be like some hotshot activist at 13, you know. I'm trying to spread a movement. I'm trying to ignite movement of young people around the world. And when someone comes up to me after I've spoken to them and say that, you know, you've changed my life, you've inspired me, I think that that's one of the greatest rewards that I've ever received from doing this work in the last 7 years of my life.
That's perfect, because what you're talking about is, number one, you're really in alignment with what you're on the planet to do. And so when you're there, you know it and it's right and things are flowing. So I congratulate you on that. But just really talking about igniting other people, you're really waking people up, making those connections and helping people really pay attention. They're all of a sudden they're paying attention. And one of the things that you did, which I think is quite amazing, is you passed some anti-fracking legislation. Can you talk about that? Some of our listeners might not know what fracking is and why we should talk about it. But why don't you talk just a little bit about that?
Hey, I'll talk briefly about fracking, a little bit about the process of it. And so pretty much fracking, hydraulic fracturing, which are both names for the term of a form of natural gas drilling, where they shoot millions and millions of gallons of fresh water combined with carcinogenic, endocrine-disrupting toxins, and they mix that up all together with sand, and they shoot it at high pressures into the ground to crack the shale deep underneath the ground so that it comes back up the pipes, and they can collect it and use it and make it into, turn it into energy. And so it doesn't sound, you know, that dangerous when you talk about it like that, but when you are in the communities that are being affected, that are getting fracked, literally, it poisons the water, it poisons the air, you know, people are getting sick. I've worked with kids that get nosebleeds and headaches, and you know, the families are suffering there because, you know, they sold their mineral rights, they sold their land to the natural gas industry, and, you know, as a result, it's poisoning the community. And so I'm from Boulder, Colorado, and in Colorado we have about 50,000 active fracking wells. The industry is planning to drill another 100,000 wells, which would completely destroy our entire ecosystem of Colorado. And so just when you look at it that way, that it's destroying so much land. The natural gas that comes off the pipe, a lot of it is burned off. Those toxic chemicals that come back up the wellhead, you know, are seeping into water. And so anyways, it's a very, very impactful form of natural gas drilling that is happening, you know, all over the United States. A lot in Colorado, Pennsylvania, starting in New York, a lot too. And so, well, obviously we have to do something about it. And I think it's really incredible because in Colorado and in Boulder, you know, the county that I live in is the people here are you know, mobilizing. There's this amazing movement that's starting here. And you know, three different cities have already initiated a ban on hydraulic fracturing within the city limits. Several others are working on passing a moratorium. The county that I live in, Boulder County, we have a current moratorium in place for another 3 or so years so we can investigate the direct impacts of fracking on health. And so another thing that I'm a part of is these international lawsuits where kids in all 50 states are suing the government for not protecting their atmosphere. And so when I sued my government, the state of Colorado, for not protecting our atmosphere, we lost. But then I appealed and part of my appeal is not just for the atmosphere to get, you know, a carbon reduction plan put into place in mass reforestation, but I also tied my appeal into fracking so that if we win, then they will put such strict regulations on fracking that it will be impossible to drill. And, you know, when people hear me talk about regulations, you know, they're like, oh, there's no safe fracking, and I 100% agree with that. There is no possible way that you can drill for natural gas in the form of fracking that is in any way safe. And so that's why we're trying to pass practically a ban. We can't really use those words when we're filing our lawsuit. So what we're trying to do is put such strict regulations on it that it will be impossible for them to drill. And so that's one of the ways that we've taken a stance on it. Also, community movement is something that's really huge here in Boulder. I think next year I'm going to file a petition to ban fracking in Boulder. In Boulder, and also just always like supporting and educating people about the effects of natural gas drilling in their own backyards. And you know, it's really hard because the natural gas industry is a multi-million-dollar industry, and you know they'll do anything to keep us quiet, you know, to keep us from spreading the message, from spreading the truth, and One of the things I do is give school presentations, and I gave this presentation in a school in Evergreen, Colorado. And one of the kids went home to his parents, and he said, these two little indigenous boys, you know, they came and they talked to us about fracking. And so apparently his father worked for the natural gas industry. So this started this whole thing about how we were in the schools and we were brainwashing the kids. And it was really interesting because they were, like, posting on our website, and, you know, all these parents were, like, pro-fracking because, you know, their husbands and, work for the natural gas industry. And so, they were calling us communists and all this bad stuff. And then we came out with the other side of the story. You know, three different news channels came to my house, and they interviewed me about, you know, what was really going on. I got an amazing op-ed put into the Huffington Post about what really happened in that story, you know, what we were really doing. In that school, we were just simply educating the children about the science of natural gas, the proven facts about how it is affecting their health, because we have a right to know. We're going to be the ones affected, so we have a right to know about this.
Yeah, Chichetska, there's so many different things that our listeners can do to get involved and support all of these different initiatives to save the environment. So I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. And when we come back, Chichetska will share with us how you can get involved and what you can do. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. This hit show will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit the Dr. Julie Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I have Chichetska Martinez here with us today talking about Earth Guardians, Power Shift, and exploring the power of our connection with nature. And we're going to turn our conversation a little bit toward what is working in the world. You know, we have a lot that we hear in the media all the time of what's not working. And here, just right there in Boulder, you've made international news, Chichetska, with, 2 years ago were those horrible Boulder fires. And now this year you've had that horrible, horrible flood. And so we're looking at, you know, the devastation of what's happening with our environment and global warming, if you want to call it that. So let's turn on a positive note. And I'd really like to see, can you share with our guests, what do you see happening in the world that's on a positive note? What's working? What do you see on the horizon of what's emergent and what our listeners can be inspired and hopeful about?
So I think one thing that we have to look at is that all over the world, there is a global youth movement rising. And, I mean, just as a young person and, you know, talking to people all over the world, I've seen that adults, that other kids will listen to youth more so than they will listen to adults. And also our generation is going to be most affected, so we get involved. And I think that's one of the most important things that I'm working on right now is this has to shift away from being a movement of you know, the generation of the past. You know, this has to be a youth movement, a young person movement that is going to change, you know, everything about the way that we are living. And so there's already a lot of amazing organizations, groups, programs that are happening all over the world. And so actually my social studies class in school, it's really interesting because I have a really amazing teacher that's, you know, focusing a lot on a lot of social issues around the world as well as economic and environmental issues. But I've just realized that all over the planet, there are young people on the rise that are starting their own movements. And you know, whether it's about sea level rising or deforestation or about social movement, all of these organizations, all of these groups are ultimately focusing on one goal. And that is to improve the world that we are living in for the next generation. So that when we grow up, you know, we can say to our children that we've done everything in our power to make our world a better place for those children that will be born. And so one problem is we're not staying connected. You know, we have all these amazing organizations all over the world, but we're not staying connected, you know. We consider ourselves as separate. And I think that's one of the problems that we're facing right now, but I think that's something that can so easily be solved because we have social media right now. Never in the history of humanity have we been able to stay connected like we can today because of social media, because of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of these things that are keeping young people connected today. And I think that we have to use that tool in the right way to connect all these amazing organizations all over the world. And you know, one of the things that Earth Guardians is doing is we're trying to, you know, go from just like one, like Earth Guardians Boulder, that's like the main Earth Guardian group right now. But then, you know, we're spreading all over the world. We have groups in Togo, Africa. We have a group in India. We have a group in Australia and in Brazil. And we're starting a group in Pennsylvania. And so groups are popping up everywhere. And so I think one of the things that people are starting to see is young people can make the most incredible difference that, you know, no one could have probably ever expected.
I love that. I so agree with you. I couldn't agree more. And Chutetska, when you were talking about our ability to stay connected, I think that's one of our keys here is really understanding our connectivity. And through social media and all of these different venues that we have, we can be inspired and connect and see what's working in the world. But I want to bring up one next step to that. So We're connected with all these amazing organizations, hearing what's working in different areas of the world. And then I feel like one of the keys is then be inspired, but then start right where you are, right in your own neighborhood, in your own community, making a difference in your life and your path right in front of you. What do you think about that?
I could not agree more. You know, a lot of people relate activism and you know, making a difference in your own community, you know, to be like a hippie or a tree hugger or new age or whatever, be a part of that. And, you know, that's a common misconception that people have every single day. And I think that one of the things that people have to realize is you don't have to go and, you know, speak to the United Nations and travel around the world and you know, talk to presidents and heads of every country to be, you know, an activist, to be a change agent, to be a hero. And you know, everyone has to start somewhere, and what better place to start than within your own lifestyle? And you know, that's something that I always tell everyone. You know, whether I'm on a conference call or a radio show or doing a speech, is that in order to make a difference on the planet, we have to start with ourselves. you know, change our lifestyle, change the way that we are living, change the way that we relate to the earth. Today, people are viewing the planet as a resource, as a tool. Shift that mindset, because it is so simple to do things in your own lifestyle, you know, to cut your carbon footprint, to make a difference, to reconnect yourself with nature. And I think as soon as people realize how simple that is, you know, all around the world, we're going to see enormous change. And then, you know, after that, after you, you know, changed your lifestyle, you know, you started reconnecting with nature, start telling other people about it. Tell your teachers, your parents, your classmates. You know, tell them about this too, and spread the message. You know, then take it to your community and, you know, talk to your city council members and you know, engage yourself in into the community and connect with other people, and that's how a movement starts. You know,
very good. So
never started, you know, at a point where it's making enormous change right away. It's always started with one person who has a dream that has spread it all over the world.
So we can inspire these people to become activists, get involved in their local governments, get involved in their communities, and help out in their neighborhoods. But what are some of those things? What would be your top three things that are really simple things that everyone can do in their own home right now today?
So on our website, earthguardians.org, we have a list of 50 simple things you can do in your everyday life to cut your carbon footprint. So that's 50 different things that, you know, you can commit to one thing for 1 week, and then, you know, every week add on something else you're committing to. And, you know, that's a simple way to start. And, you know, it's different for everybody. You know, some people can't give up taking a 10-minute hot shower. You know, some people, that's just a thing. And, you know, instead they'd rather ride their bike to work or ride their bike to school and, you know, cutting... And one thing that, you know, I've found, that I've learned from talking to people, talking to activists, talking to leaders all over the world, is that one of the biggest ways that we are impacting the planet through our carbon footprint is through the way that we are eating. And, you know, a vegan that owns a Hummer and drives it every day, it has a smaller carbon footprint than, you know, someone who eats meat on a daily basis that doesn't own a car. That's simply because, you know, the meat industry that we have today, you know, the you know, dairy and all these different things that, you know, have to be shipped from all the way around the world. And, you know, there's not really that consciousness. There's not really that, you know, the way that people aren't really thinking about where their food comes from. You know, they're just consuming it. And so I was just looking at the way that you're eating, trying to buy locally, you know, organic, and, you know, look for non-GMO labels. I don't know. I mean, one thing that everybody listening to this has to realize is I can't tell you what to do. You know, if you're going to make a difference in your own lifestyle, if you want to become an Earth Guardian, if, you know, you want to get involved with the movement, great. I'm 100% supporting you on that. I'll be willing to help you in any way that you need it. But I'm not here to, you know, be your mom and tell you to turn off the lights when you leave a room, or, you know, reduce the amount of water that you use. That's your job. And if anyone is ever going to want to make a difference, it's going to be because they want it so bad that they are going to take those steps in their everyday lives to change it themselves. But then, if I were to get three steps, is, you know, well, first of all, of course, change the way that you're living. And you can go on our website and look at that list of 50 simple things you can do to change your lifestyle. It's not so hard, really. There's a lot of simple things you can do on there. And then, you know, connect yourself with other people in the community. Because a lot of times it's hard. If you're on your own, you can't grow a movement. You need, you know, people that are going to support you, whether it's, you know, other students or teachers or parents. And, you know, I'm kind of speaking to, like, young people at this moment. But, you know, find someone that you want to connect to that is going to be willing to, you know, help you out with growing, you know, your personal movement that you want to start making a difference in the world. And experiment with it. Everyone's going to be different. Everyone's going to want to do different things. Everyone has different talents, and we have to realize that, because we need all of it, you know, whether it's music or art or social media or photography. You know, we need all those different people, all different races, all different cultures and ethnicities and colors if we're ever going to make a difference. You know, we have to take away that separation, you know, that we put each other into different boxes and realize that, you know, this crisis is going to affect us all. Doesn't matter what color our skin is or what religion that we come from. And once we forget about that separation, we will be able to do tremendous things.
Mm. Wonderful. Chutetska, you are like the poster child for all things connected. This is so important that our listeners are hearing it. And one of the things that I think is just so incredible, why I adore you, is you know so much about everything affecting the environment. You're so connected with, you know, from our food to our land to even the beetles up in the mountains. So thank you so much. Before we take a break, can you give our listeners your contact information one more time?
Totally. So on Facebook, we are Earth Guardians, two words. On Twitter, if you want to find us there, it's Earth Guardians, one word with a Z at the end, Earth Guardians with a Z. Our website is earthguardians.org. And there you can find links to all of our YouTube channels and stuff to make it easier for you. And also my personal website for, you know, all the work that I'm doing. Sometimes, you know, it's not related to Earth Guardians. But my personal website is xforearth.com or xforearth.org, whatever you prefer. We thought it'd be a little bit challenging if we did shutescott.org or
You think?
About, 99% of the people who would be trying to find me couldn't spell my name, so...
Okay, but we got to go to break, Chutetska, and when we come back, we're going to have another special treat. We'll talk to you in just a minute.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. This hit show will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We are back, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been listening to Chutetska Martinez, 13-year-old environmental activist with Earth Guardians from Boulder, Colorado. And wow, have we learned a lot about our connection with the earth and nature. Now we have another special treat for you. It's time for our weekly sound meditation with the musical genius of David Eisen, our intentional music master. Take a moment, sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful, deepening integration meditation. So now, here's David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here is where we take a few moments to sit back and relax. And with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. Breathe. And breathe with the music. It's so easy. And now, in this deep state of relaxation, allow yourself to receive the essence of the amazing ideas that you heard about today. Take a moment and experience the feelings of an expanded sense of awareness. And with that expansion, let's take one more step. Open your mind just a little further and welcome your essential self, the aspect of you that is fully aware, totally receptive, and is waiting right there under the surface for you to simply say hello. You got it? Are you feeling the presence of you? So lovely. Let's take a few moments and allow these essences to come forward. As we are enveloped by the music, simply relax, let go, breathe, and simply receive. Come back slowly and stay with this feeling of open expansion and deep understanding. You know you can carry this feeling with you throughout your entire day. So peaceful and so calm and so easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David, for that powerful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experience the power of integration and really feel into this connection with creation and nature and all things connected. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David and more about the Chakra Sound System at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And in this moment, I just want to really expand into that experience of connectedness and integration and and really share gratitude for this moment and for this connection. For people like Chutetska Martinez, who are guarding our earth and our natural resources, in gratitude for our earth, for clean air, clean water, and renewable resources. And with a renewed sense of connection to all of creation, thank you. Thank you for connecting with us here today. Please visit our website, drjulieshow.com, thedrjulieshow.com, for more information. And if you'd like to sign up for our monthly newsletter, All Things Connected. Also, stay connected all week on our Facebook page, The Dr. Julie Show, where we stay connected and continue the conversation. You can tweet using hashtag #DrJulieKroll or The Dr. Julie Show. I want to thank my guest today, Chutetska Martinez, for sharing his passion and the wealth of information. I know he probably blew you all away like he did for me. So thank you so much for tuning into the Dr. Julie Show and listening to Chutetska. And join me every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific. Next week, we'll be joined by Steve Farrell from Humanities Team, and we will look at another big event coming up in October, Global Oneness Day. So make sure you tune in for that so you can learn more about what is going on with Global Oneness Day. And Chutetska, thank you so much for skipping school, or I guess it's an excused absence, is it, to join us and to inspire the world a little bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really amazing and an incredible opportunity to, you know, spread the message about, you know, what I'm doing, how can I help other people, and hopefully I inspire some of the people that are listening today.
Well, I guarantee that you have. You've inspired me, and every time I'm in your presence or hear you speak, I just learn more and more, and I really appreciate everything that you are doing to create this awakening, to broaden the awareness, to inspire people into action, and really spread the word and the fire. And so thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. And, you know, let us know what's coming up with your schedule, and we'll try to keep that connected also on the website, thedrjulieshow.com, and on the Facebook page as well. We'll be sharing everything good that's happening, what's working in the world, and Chutetska, you and Earth Guardians are a big part of that, so we thank you for that. I want to remind our listeners about the Power Shift 2013 conference coming up in Pittsburgh, October 18th through the 21st, and you can read more about that at www.wearepowershift.org. Again, that's wearepowershift.org. Thank you all, listeners, for being here. And please come back next Tuesday with the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Make connection your intention and live into your wholeness.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.